We have a guest joining us by phone this morning. Bud Legg joins us from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. And boy, Bud, I tell you, it's hard to believe that we're already celebrating 100 years of boys' state basketball tournament action here in Iowa.
Well, that's true, Jim. We've got the first 100 down and looking forward to the next 100. But what the Athletic Association wants to do this year is remember the first 100 years.
Well, it's kind of neat. You guys have actually been working on this for a little bit of time now, and now looking for more public input.
Well, that's true. If the people go to our basketball website, they can see what we have right now. There's the logo that we have for the 100th celebration, and that is something that we encourage the media to use on websites, newspapers when they promote the tournament or when they talk about the tournament. And then there is an article entitled Great Moments of the First 100 Years of the State Basketball Tournament. And there's just some odds and ends and pieces, and most of it's chronological. And we're inviting the public to look at that. And these were generated by a Blue Ribbon panel that we had. And it's what they came up with. And we put them together, combined some of them. And now we're asking the public, are there ones that you remember? And if so, they can submit them to me, and that document will grow as we approach the tournament. And other than that, we're also looking for some pictures from past state tournaments. We've got some in our archives, but we know that a lot of schools that have a history that dates back into the 30s and 40s and 50s where we wouldn't have those pictures, that they're available, and if they'll allow us to use them, we'll give them full credit on the website for that and maybe even in the program.
Well, some of these great memories might even come from schools that don't exist anymore.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you take a look at schools like Palmer and Paulina and Calumet out of the 50s, 60s, and 70s right there. You've got a just a bevy of information and obviously a lot of wins.
Well, the state tournament has meant a lot to a lot of people. In some cases, it's kind of a family affair over the years.
Oh, there's absolutely no question about that. We have not compiled it, but I know that it's there. We just have to sort it out. But we've got players from the state tournament that went on and coach teams who were in the state tournament. We got brother combinations that played in the state tournament. We got father and son combinations that played in the state tournament. This all-in-the-family type of thing really becomes part and parcel of it. And we even have people that played, that coached, and they're now officiating in the state tournament. So it's just a great legacy that we have in Iowa, and it might be a pretty good kept secret because we haven't been real good about blowing our own horn over the years, but 100 years down, that's something to talk about.
Well, and it is, and it's something that a lot of folks will sometimes plan their springtime around as well. They want to make sure they keep some time available, not necessarily just because maybe their local team might get to the state tournament, but just because they enjoy that kind of thing. I know you get people that come back year after year after year.
Well, Jim, you've hit the nail on the head right there. I've often said to my colleagues in other states that Iowans plan around various things, the state fair and the state tournaments. That's where they go to see friends that they may only see once a year. That's where they go to see the very best that our young people have to offer, whether it's in skills and in athletics or whether it's livestock or sewing or whatever. It's just a great state that celebrates youth.
Bud, can you do any kind of a look back over the last 100 years of the high school boys state basketball tournament and not include something about the weather?
I'd sure like to, but I left the weather out of that great moment. But I will give you the best one, though, that I found. Little town of Delphus, down by Mount Air in the late 1920s. They were playing for the sectional championship, and there are only six boys in the school, and their coach, their cars got stuck, and they walked 6 miles to this tournament site to play basketball.
That, wow.
That's something that, you know, in the dead of winter. I ran across that in my research. And so there are stories like that all the time that keep jumping up. And, you know, this thing just goes on and on and on. And that's why I'm saying is that what we have up is not intended to be all-inclusive. It's intended to be a cross-section, and we sure want to entertain those feelings of people that feel real strongly, like, okay, this particular moment from the first round of the 1970 tournament might be worthy of inclusion or something like that. It doesn't have to be a championship game.
Yeah. Well, you know, the movie Hoosiers, it struck a chord so much because it was the little guy who triumphs, and everybody kind of can take a look and identify with that. And a lot of the stories you hear about Iowa high school basketball over the years are about the little schools that have triumphed.
Absolutely. 1933, 37, 38, this is 25 years before Hoosiers in Milan, Indiana, became known. We had the Giant Killers and the Dunkertons that knocked off Roosevelt for a state title. Melrose that beat Marshalltown in 37 for the state championship, and Diagonal that also won a title. So you're right. And then, modern day, if you will, going up to the 1950s, where Roland almost knocked off the Kingpin in Davenport and Coach Paul Moon. So, you're right. The little guy sure doesn't take a back seat to anybody, and you can still say that today with our classification system. A lot of good teams in 1A and 2A.
You bet. Well, basketball, of course, has changed tremendously over that amount of time as well, and that'll be probably chronicled to a certain extent, too. But, boy, I tell you, the photos that folks could come up with, Bud, are just incredible because you get different vantage points, different things are important to different people, and it's the history of a lot of these small towns.
Well, you're right, and one of the things that may jog people's minds is one of the things on our website when you go and you see this 100 celebration is we have the program covers of the state tournament program from 1934 to the present. We couldn't find anything before 1934. I fear that maybe sometimes in the 1920s and even in the 19-teens, the program may have been a ditto master that people used and handed out at the door. But at any rate, just by looking at those program covers, particularly the people that are listening to this interview, Jim, they'll get a real flavor for what it was like in the early years.
Well, it's a great opportunity for folks, again, to be a part of that history, too, because they can share all these memories. And is it just a matter of jotting some things down and finding some photos and sending them in?
Well, if they give me the year and the individuals, I've got the resources to look up the particulars on it. And obviously, if they have pictures, if they can email them to us or if they want to post them to us, we will give them full credit for it. We'll return any hard copy photos that we receive as soon as we scan them and get them into the system. So we're hoping a lot of people come up with some of these things, you know. And I know you're sitting right there with Atlantic and Wyota that certainly had a great basketball history and still do. Maybe somebody's got a great photo from that era.
Well, you never know. And some great basketball was also played, some great memories, too, in the tournaments that led up to the state tournament. So, yeah, a great chance for people just to kind of sit and talk. It's good to get the coffee shop talk going again.
Yeah, well, you know, one of my good friends, and certainly a good friend of the people at Atlantic, Arnie Gardy, and I spent 4 hours poring over a scrapbook that he and his mother did in the 1940s as they were listening to the state tournament, and then the next day clipping out articles in the paper and things of this nature. It was actually one of the nicest things I've ever seen done. And I told Arnie, I said, you don't ever want to part with this because there's no price tag that you can put on it that means enough.
Wow. And that's so neat to hear those kinds of stories because those memories, goodness gracious, once people pass, you know, we always fret about that in families is that the stories that they have disappear too. Well, sometimes if they can put those things down in photo form or, you know, in word form, it's so priceless to people down the road.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm one of the one of the saddest things I think that has happened in high school athletics in a way is that we didn't put a microphone and a tape recorder in front of Jim Duncan and Mike Henderson before they passed away. What a treasure trove we would have then.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have the chance to do some a little bit of makeup right now because, as I say, everybody sees the stories a little bit differently from their vantage point, and this is their chance to share it with folks too. So they can get those things together, put them down. Is there a deadline for any of this, Bud?
We'd like to have everything by February 15th because that's when we kick into wrestling and things of this nature. But I'll take it just about any time because that great moments document as well as some of the pictures can kind of become a living storyline, if you will. But if they've got really good pictures, I know that Chad is interested in getting some of those for program material. When we put together the state tournament program.
Neat. Well, this year's program might be a great one to take home with you then.
Oh, it certainly will be.
Very good. Well, best of luck with that, and if folks can help out at all, keep it tuned here to KJN. We'll keep telling you more about how you can be a part of this project. Bud, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great one.